When Governor Rick Scott came to Pensacola, he spoke with many community and business leaders about recovering from last week's flood. He also spent a lot of time talking to D.D. Flautlacher, the executive director of Mana Food Pantries.
The governor really does care about the community. He's interested in helping us get back on our feet and recover. And that was very positive, very good to hear.
In the weeks since the storm, Flautlacher says there has been an outpouring of support from the community.
Oh my goodness, you know, we've had so many offers from the community and it's been amazing. We've also had an offer from Temple Beth El that they're willing to house us for our offices short term, which will be great. Gulf Winds Federal Credit Union has set up a command center for us on site in an RV, and so that's been wonderful too. So we've also got the National Association of Letter Carriers, the postal drive, coming up on Saturday, and so that's going to bring in, we anticipate, 100,000 to 200,000 pounds of food to Mana and to the hungry in the area.
And even though Mana's headquarters remain unusable, they will still be a part of this weekend's food drive.
What we're doing is that food drive actually benefits five different organizations. Mana's the recipient of about 5 to 7 post offices in the Escambia County area. What we'll be doing is taking that food in from our post offices, storing it temporarily until we can get into a site where we can safely bring volunteers in and they can start sorting it, etc. But for anyone who's doing a food drive, please find a faith-based organization or another group that is feeding the hungry right now and share it out.
Everyone who has mail delivered to their home can participate in Saturday's food drive. Philip Skipper is the president of Branch 321 of the National Association of Letter Carriers.
They can just leave it out at their mailbox, and the letter carriers, including the rural carriers, are participating and supporting the food drive, and they'll be picking it up and transporting it back to the Postal Service.
As for the future of Mana Food Pantries, D.D. Flautlacher says there's still a lot of work to do before they can resume full operations.
What I can tell you is that the main building has a lot of new cracks in the foundation. There are a lot of challenges with that building. We are hopefully going to be able to utilize the warehouse short term for a while, but we really don't know yet, Bobby. We're just going to have to wait and see. It's a little too early to tell. We were just talking with Department of Emergency Management. If this area can go ahead and get declared for public assistance, then hopefully we're going to be able to get some relief through that. And I think now that FEMA's coming in, it's going to help a lot of our citizens in our community who are hurting. Our goal is to get back up and running as quick as we can, but still we think we're going to be 8 to 12 weeks before we can get back in operations.
Meanwhile, Gulf Winds Credit Union has set up a page on their website, gogulfwinds.com, for people to contribute to Mana. They will match all contributions up to $50,000. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.